What up? It's your man Ernest, so you love Ernest, same guy, different name. Back again with another episode of the My Two Cents Podcast. Yes, we are back with the reviews going on. Well, I mean, if you are a patron, you'd see the reviews I was putting on there. But, you know, if you're not a patron, which is likely everyone who's listening to this right now, then... You know, this is the first review of 2021. Again, on Patreon, you know, you the reviews that I was doing for this year thus far were but you know, 2020 albums that I never got to review in 2020. Basically, did the reviews there. So if you want to see that, link down below, become a patron. But on to 2021 albums that you don't necessarily have to be a patron to check those reviews out. Not until 2022, when I missed out on some albums or projects that I didn't get to review this year. We have the brand new project. And I'm calling it a project because, well, that's what Baby Girl called it, a project, you know? It's what Jack Davey called it. So I'm just calling it a project. It's a four track project, whether that's an LP, EP, you be the one to decide. But her new project or latest project, WYWH Maxi Single. Again, don't know what to call it project wise, but I do know how I feel about this project. I absolutely love it. You know, I really like I really like this short little 13 minute project here. Four songs, like I said, totaling to a 13 minutes. And this is definitely something that was very short and very sweet. And it made me want to listen to more future music Jack Davey has coming out. She is now back in the groove and putting out music, which I'm very glad, because anyone who is familiar with the list that I make, I made the list this year, and then I made the list last year, and I believe she was on the previous year's list as well, of just music artists that I'm hoping to drop new music from, a new projects from, any single year. I know she was on this year's list, and I was glad to see that she actually was someone who ended up dropping. Pretty dope project here. You're gonna get rapping from her, which I love. You're gonna get singing. If you want to know the sounds of this project or the genres, it's R&B. It's pretty like dark R&B is what I it be described as, like this black, not black R&B, but you know, dark R&B. Maybe I, you know, came up with my own genre, but black R&B is black R&B. Anyways, you know, it's just, you're going to get that type of music, you know, a little bit of like electro fusion mixed in with hip hop, because she is rapping with more so with the bulk of the sound and styles of the music on this project is R&B. And, you know, I'm just glad to see that she is still in the groove, you know, after taking some years off due to, you know, life and personal things, and her trying to, you know, get things settled in and all that. You know, a very fun person to follow on Twitter, by the way, so go ahead and follow her on Twitter. And you want to see her fine ass, go ahead and follow her on Instagram. But in all seriousness, if we're just talking about the music, I love it. You know, I was glad to see that she did not fall off at all. I was glad to see in here that she could still do it. You know, a lot of people Miss J Davey, as in the duo between her and Brooke DeLille. But Jack can hold her own. You know, she can hold her own. She's shown before, so this is not a surprise to me that she is making, you know, a nice little project by herself, or at least with a different producer. But, you know, this is just one of those situations where, sorry to say this about Macklemore, but it's not like a Macklemore-Ryan Lewis situation where it's like, yeah, you thought you could hold your own without this other, without your better half, but no, you can't. You know, that's not the case with Jack Davey over here. Really, really, really enjoyed this project. Again, this is something I can listen to because not only because it's so short, because there's a bunch of short projects that I simply just don't want to. If they weren't a one and done listen for me, I listen to them enough to make my consensus about the project, and then was like, I'm not listening to this ever again. This is not one of those situations, though. This is definitely a situation to where it's very short and sweet, because like I said, short meaning the actual length, sweet meaning the music sounds great, but also I can listen to this over and over and over again throughout the day if I really wanted to, because that's the beauty of this short 4-track project here. I'm going to give it a rating. I know, you know, in the past, shorter projects didn't necessarily get a rating from me simply because I just didn't want to, I guess, measure them out the same way I would measure out a full length album or whatever. But again, I am changing my rules up a bit, not comparing this project to an album, but simply saying I feel as though I have enough judgment to give it a rating. So I did that, and the rating that I gave it was a 7 out of 10. Why not the perfect 10? I would say that really, if this was longer and more organized in that way, not that I didn't have a problem with the disorganization or whatever, but I just feel as though if this was like an actual, I guess, full length project, this probably would be a 10, to be honest with you, because I really like this thing. This is one of those rare times where literally the first project of any given new year is poised to be on. Now we'll see what the year goes like, of course, but it's poised to be on one of the best projects, or one of my favorite projects of the year. This project here, WYWH Massey single by Jack Davey. So yeah, that is that. We're gonna get into a little pause break, and then we're gonna get into my favorite tracks. Stay tuned. All right, so we back with the favorite tracks. I have two of them. So let's get right into it. First one of the two, Devil. Devil is this project here is pretty dark, and you know, the Pharoah Monch or 13 project that I listened to, well, I will review, not listen to next week, but we'll review next week, so stay tuned for that. But those, I bring that up because these are two pretty dark projects, dark in the sense of just the sound, the tone, content at times as well. Sticking to this project here, this song right here, Devil, reminded me of a traditional J. Davies sound, which a sound that they can really get into. And again, she didn't have Brooke producing this, so I am assuming that she had some input in the sound as well. And you know, that type of sound and just the transition to the end of the song, was a beautiful transition. Pretty dope. Like I said, she's not rapping on this one. She's rapping on the other. The other song that is the favorite song that I will get into. But it's just... I'm not at a loss for words. It's just like, I don't know what else to say other than I love it. So I guess I'm at a loss for words. But I love it. I love it. You know, she is... It's great to see she didn't fall off, man. It's really great to see that she didn't fall off. It's really great to see that she is still making just great music. So let's get into the second favorite track, and that is I Should Be Sleeping. This one right here. Talk about dark content. That intro, you know, I don't know who was speaking, whose clip was that, but Jesus Christ, that was crazy. That was crazy. But as far as this song goes, again, she is rapping, and when I say dark content, she's basically talking about it because it does go in with the concept of insomnia, but also you know, issues of depression being played in there. But she's basically talking about you know, having someone on her mind for a very long time, you know, constantly thinking about this person, and that, you know, that person should be there with her, laying down with her, and, you know, she'd be able to go to sleep if, you know, that person was right there with her. But because that's not the case, now all these things are coming up. She's losing sleep, and because she's losing sleep, she's going through all these other things and all, you know, shit that happens when you don't get sleep. I think people severely underrate the power of sleep, but, you know, that's for discussions for my other podcast, not this podcast. But as far as, you know, just the song goes, again, I really, really really love it. I do appreciate it too. I do appreciate that Jack Davey continues to be very personable within her music, very relatable, and she continues to create dope music. So yeah, those are my two favorite tracks, and that's the episode. That's this week's episode of the My Two Cents podcast. Once again, great project. Really, really enjoy this. If you listen to this project, please let me know what you think about it by leaving a voice message. If you're listening to this on the Anchor app, you can leave a voice message that way. You can hit me up on Twitter or Instagram and let me know your thoughts about this this project. If you haven't checked out this project, please check it out. Give it a listen. Like I said, it's only 13 minutes, 4 tracks, so it's not going to take up too much of your time. Like I said, it's something you can listen to over and over again, especially if you love it. And yeah, keep it going, keep it rolling. Hit the links in the description box below. PayPal, Patreon, these are ways you can support financially. Hit that support tab. But you know, you don't have to do that. You can just subscribe to the podcast, share the episode, share the podcast out, do all these things. These are the ways you can support me, and I appreciate whatever you decide to do. So that's that. Until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.